Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at that place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. Those of you with a touch of gray hair, or perhaps missing hair, will know the person I'm talking about, Paul Harvey, who used to do little radio snippets that would happen. And I always thought they were the first infomercials, because he was always trying to sell you something at the same time he was telling an interesting story. But the way the stories were set up was they were human interest stories, but you didn't quite know how to put it all together until the very end. And that's when he'd give you the information you need to fully understand it. And his tagline always at the end was, "And now you know the rest of the story." Well, we have the benefit of maybe not knowing the rest of the story, but we know enough of the story of salvation that we can piece things together in our minds and even at times look at the characters in the scriptures, particularly the gospels, and feel a little bit self-righteous about that. Because we have 2,000 years of tradition and we have the fullness of sacred scripture to inform us. But one of those ways that I've always been a little bit self-righteous in looking at the people in the scriptures, and one that I've been praying about, and I think I've gotten past, because God was pretty honest with me and who I am. It's easy to look at them, and I've had a hard time figuring out why these same people who started to follow him, he couldn't even get away from it. They would follow him wherever he went because they were enthralled with what he taught. They were mesmerized by the healings he offered. And their hearts were moved by the truth that he revealed. Why these same huge crowds that he couldn't get away from, when things got difficult, abandoned him. They turned away. They let him go to the cross virtually alone. And I look at that and say, thank God I'm not like that. I would never do that. But in reality, I do that all the time. Maybe not in a literal way, but very much in a spiritual way. Every time I turn away from what I ought to do because it's too hard. Sometimes taking time to be a listening ear doesn't fit my schedule, so I stop listening. Sometimes when compassion is required of me, I'm too crabby. Sometimes when I need to be generous, I become stingy. Sometimes when I need to be merciful, I become self-centered. And each and every time I fail to act as I ought, I am no different than those folks that pressed in on him from all directions. I'm enthralled with his teaching. I am transformed by his mercy, but I turn away just when I ought to be there. Perhaps you do the same thing. The good news, rooted in all of it, is that Christ's mercy and love are infinitely patient. He was patient with those who abandoned him at the cross and continued to pray for them even as he was dying. And he's infinitely patient with us, simply calling us back time and time again to follow where his heart leads us, to offer his compassion to one another.